listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. And good morning, listeners. How you doing? This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And we are located on 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And our phone number at the church is 772-777-4431. Give us a call if you want to come to one of our service and don't have a ride. We do have a church van. Just give us a call at 772-777-4431. Or you can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And if you are program has been a blessing to you and that you just want to send us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can make it out to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We really appreciate listening this morning. And I know we was on at 5:30 in the afternoon, but we decided to change it, come in the morning time and greet and meet you early in the morning. There's something when you can be early in the morning where you can talk to God. There is a present, there is an anointing, there is a something about meeting God early in the morning. And I think that maybe this morning you need to go out to the beach around about 6:30 and begin to just pray and just usher in God. When you got God in your life early in the morning, guess what? It makes your whole day go a whole lot better. I'm a witness to that, and I can testify to that, of what God can do. And I know what my God can do. And I know that he is a wonderful God, and he is a true God. And that's why I love him. That's why I love his son so dearly. And that's why I be obedient to his spirit because of what God has done for you. I don't know what your story is, but I can tell you what my story is. And I thank God from what he brought me from up to this point in my life. And I thank him every minute, every second of the day. I always give God the glory. Oh, my God, I just want to shout early in the morning. I believe in this praising God early in the morning. I be giving God all the glory that he deserves because he is worthy. I say he is worthy, worthy of every praise that we can give God. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to continue on with our inner healing. And I think that's very important that we learn how to heal ourselves from the inside. I know a lot of times when we looking for God to heal us, we were looking for the miracle healings, and God want to heal us from all the different diseases and different trials and troubles that's been going on. But we must know that when Jesus healed, he always healed from the inside out, not from the outside in. So your spirit man really need to be healed. And this is what we're going to discuss this morning is our spirit man. Because don't you know, if you don't know, well, let me explain it to you so you can get a good understanding. When you die, your body go back to the dust. Come on now, that's what the Bible says. But your spirit man lives forever. So when I talk to someone and I preach, I don't want to preach to nobody, but I want to preach to your spirit. Because that's what's going to live. And that's going to determine whether you're going to heaven or whether you're going to hell by your spirit. Because the Bible says that we're going to be changed and we're going to get our glorified body. And those going to be on the right and those going to be on the left. Amen. So we're going to have the goats on one side and the sheep on the other side. Amen. So. One of the things that we're going to discuss today is strongholds. And if you have your Bible, I want to just read a scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to start with verse number 3. For it says, "For we walk in the flesh, but we walk not after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So what we want to talk about today is strongholds. What are strongholds? How we defeat strongholds. What are the strongholds in our life? What is really holding us and keeping us from serving God? And I like what the Bible said, and cast down every imagination. Our mind sometimes plays tricks on us. Our mind sometimes can lead us in the wrong direction. And everything that exalts itself to the knowledge. So this is the true word of God. This is the name of this program, the true word of God. So that you can be made free. And the only way that you're going to be made free, that you got to know the truth of God. And God is the one that give us the truth. So here today with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitfield, and we're going to discuss strongholds. And what is strongholds?
What is a stronghold?
Yeah, what is a stronghold?
A stronghold, by definition, is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and deception. Mm-hmm. Deception is one of the primary weapons of the devil.
Yes.
Because it is the building blocks for a stronghold.
What you say?
What strongholds can do to cause us to think in ways which block us from God's best. For example, if you think you have to confess all your sins to everybody you've ever wronged, you feel just awful and guilty until you do all that. And even though you do it, we probably still feel guilty about something because there's something, you know, sometimes we say things.
Right.
And we really don't want to expose the whole thing.
Yes, yes.
Because man will hold it against you.
Yes, he will.
Because they think about basically what you just said to them and not knowing that you had this whole, this in your heart.
Yes.
So finally you're releasing and now they feel bad and you feel bad and then there's guilt on both parts.
Yes, it is.
So they may tend to shy away until they really think about what you said and how it may absorb. They have to let it absorb. They have to think. They have to marinate on it.
Yes.
Before they can even forgive you.
Yeah. Come on now.
But God say, I'll forgive you.
Yes.
For anything. Yes. For everything.
Everything that you do.
He doesn't hold anything against us.
Nothing.
See, it's us in the flesh because of this fleshly nature, this carnal nature, as the word says.
Yes.
You know, we tend to hold on to things and don't want to forgive nor
nobody.
Forget.
Yes.
And we don't even know Christ. Some of us say we know Christ, but we really don't know Christ.
Yes.
Because if you know Christ, you release the very thing that if somebody came to you genuinely to apologize for something that they did, you would release it right then and there. You wouldn't have to think about it. But then again, all of us are not Christians.
Come on, we're not where we're supposed to be.
We're not where we're supposed to be. And even the saved, you know, we want to get it off of our conscience and put it on somebody else.
Yes.
So therefore, this is the reason why we go to that person to apologize, to release it, because we know where we are in Christ and where we're trying to be with Christ, but the other person may not be there yet, so they're not so ready to accept it.
Yes.
So these strongholds make us feel guilty.
They're
stumbling blocks. And all this sometimes is unnecessary and a waste of time, all because you were deceived and thought that you had to do something you really didn't
have to do. So then we need to learn how to get these stumbling blocks and these blocks out of our way. These strongholds. So a stronghold is a block. It's something that holds you, that keep you from moving forward. So until we break these barriers, so that means that we can go forward in God. So these stumbling blocks that we got to be able to pull down. So that's why the Bible teaches that our warfare is not with my sister, it's not with you, brother, but it's nothing carnal, but everything that we do is spiritual. And lies and deception. And I think that's the main purpose, because there is a lot of lies and deception. So we put up these stumbling blocks. We put up these holes and hold us and cause us not to live and love God the way that we're supposed to. Because I know one thing, unforgiveness is power. Come on, somebody. Because when you got unforgiveness, guess what? Somebody got power over you. Somebody, while you doing, trying to deceive or trying to set somebody up, try to get even, the other people's going on about their business. So what? You thinking they having a good time. So, you know, even I know that some people now, that probably have been dying and people still haven't forgave them. People's in the grave. Guess what? And that person in the grave still got power over you. So we got to learn how to get rid of this stumbling block.
Amen. You know, there's two destructive and common strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is where you see God incorrectly.
Yes.
And the second one is where you see yourself incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the most popular and devastating strongholds to have is an incorrect image in your mind of who God is.
Yes.
And how he sees us.
Mm.
People who see God as a taskmaster live their lives with an unhealthy fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good kind of fear of God, which is more likely a holy respect for him. But there's another kind of fear that is very unhealthy that the enemy wants us to have. And it's a kind of fear where we see God as a taskmaster, being cruel, cold, distant, uncaring, and would snap the whip at us at the moment. See, God is not that kind of a God.
He's not.
That's one of the deceptions that the enemy, which is Satan, put in our mind that you got to, this walk with God has to be so strict and so straight that it's hard to maintain, but it's not. It's easy. God loves us. He forgives us. He cares about us. He knows that we're not perfect. And that's why we should just come to him knowing that he will forgive us. He will love us despite all. But the devil, the enemy, has it where we see Christians as so strict that we can't, they can't breathe, they can't move. But before I got saved, I thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I look at these Christians and you know, you have to have these long dresses in the time, era that I came from. You couldn't wear lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't wear slacks. You couldn't have fun. It was like, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to live life. When you're young, you think like that.
Mm.
You have a long time to live. So, you don't think that it's freedom. But when I came over to Christ and I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I found out now that I have more fun in Christ Jesus than I did when I was in the world. I thought I was missing something, but I wasn't. I am now living.
Yes.
Living the life of Christ, not only Christ, but I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And it's clean, good fun. You know, I'm free to think. I'm free to do whatever I want to do. I'm free. It's such love and grace in all of this.
Yeah. So what you're saying, Pastor, that you pulled down some of them strongholds that was in your life.
Exactly.
So in other words, so let me kind of break this down and get an understanding of what you're saying. So you're saying that we as Christians sometimes, if we fall, then we got to know that we can get up.
We can get up.
So then if I make a mistake, my God is there to forgive me. So he's not that cold taskmaster like some folk try to portray God is. And I know one time I ministered to a young lady and she was all upset and she was mad with God because she couldn't understand why God let this happen in the world and why the hurricanes come and God let my grandmother or grandfather pass away. Now I said, well, baby, look, God ain't had nothing to do with that. That's us. It's man's fault. We the one who sinned. God ain't never sinned against us. So God give us the free will so that we can make a choice in what we do. So we got to stop blaming God because that's what the enemy wants you to do. And so what Satan does sometimes, he'll bring stuff into our lives, but yet and still, he wants us to blame God for what he have done. So we got to look and see where everything lies. And that's why I say, anything go wrong in your life, don't look at the situation, but look who's behind it. God love us. God don't want to harm nobody. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and also that we may have eternal life. But it is Satan who wants us to believe that God is this cruel, cold, distant taskmaster, that God don't love you and you got to be stringent and you got to do this. And if you fall, he's not going to forgive you. And that's what he does to a lot of Christians. He make them have low self-esteem when they fall into something. And when they go through some trials and tribulation.
Let's look at where people see themselves incorrectly. People who suffer from this have a hard time seeing the new person that they are now in Christ Jesus. And they often suffer from low self-esteem.
Yes.
They don't understand what Christ did for them and how it applies to their own life. But common symptoms of this strongholds are guilt feelings, questioning if you really forgotten, if you were really forgiven of your sins. Low spiritual esteem. They feel like sinners. They feel like sinners and not saints. They lack spiritual confidence that we supposed to have in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. So in other words, what you're saying, this is the a second common stronghold when a person sees themselves incorrect, when a person sees themselves not being in the presence of God, when they do something wrong, they feel that God is not going to love them, God is not going to forgive them. But this is not the case. And this is one thing that the enemy always wants to put in our mind. If you fall, God ain't going to forgive you. If you do something wrong, you know, he's a tough God. You know, he's not going to forgive you, but that's not the case. God loves us just enough. He loves us enough that he's willing no matter what we do. Now, think about this. No matter how long we don't sin, no matter what we do, he's always there with his arm open to welcome us back into the family.
As a beginning believer, what we need to do, we need to encourage people that, you know, making a change from sin to righteousness.
Yes.
You know, you're going to make mistakes.
Come on now.
You're going to fall.
Yes.
So it's okay as long as you get up.
Get up.
And you dust yourself off and you keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
And you have to have somebody that you trust that can encourage you, that can be there, that you can go to, that can encourage you at the same time that you fall. And that encourager will let you know it's okay. You know, I fail.
Yes.
But I got back up.
Got back up.
And you know what? I fail again.
Yes.
But I got back up. I fell again until it's like a baby that's learning how to walk.
Riding a bicycle.
And not even riding a bicycle, Apostle, when they go through these baby stages.
Yes.
And this is how we have to treat people that are coming into righteousness and into the love of God. Like they're a baby.
Yes.
Handle them with kid gloves.
Yes. When I say riding a bicycle, is that when you fall, how do you learn how to ride a bicycle? The first time you got on it, you fail. You got back up, you got back on.
That's true.
You failed again. But yet, you still have the fortitude and you still have the zest and the zeal. You want to learn how to ride that bicycle. So no matter how many scrapes and cuts and bruises you got, you stayed on that bicycle until you master how to ride that bicycle. It's the same thing when you come into the love and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're going to fall. Come on now, because the enemy going to come and he's going to make us fall. But when the problem is that we got to learn how to get up, dust ourselves off and keep going. Keep walking forward. Keep pressing our way through. Keep going through. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, you keep going until you begin to master. See, the problem is we got to understand that the power and authority that Christ has given us, that we can speak to those things. So I understand that maybe right now that somebody has got some strongholds and maybe needs some prayer this morning. But if you want to call to the radio station at 772-221-1100 or 1-888-221-8990, and we will pray with you, and maybe God will help you through those strongholds. Maybe we will learn how to pull down those imaginations that the enemy has put into our mind, and we'll be able to come up under them strongholds so that we can praise God and we can have joy and get our peace back. Because there's somebody right now don't have no peace because they are up under some kind of stronghold.
In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds."
Yes.
Strongholds are birth and dwell in deception, which are lies and false beliefs. So naturally, the cure is to bring the truth in God's word on the scene so that we can rebuke the lies of the enemy.
Yes, yes.
With the truth, which is in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that our weapons are mighty for the tearing down of strongholds.
Yes.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes.
What is our primary offensive weapon?
The word of God.
It's the word of God and the sword of the Spirit,
yes,
which is the word of God.
Yes.
Truth dispels deceptions and lies, and therefore the more truth you bring into a situation, the more the darkness will flee from you.
Yes, I like what you said. The more truth you bring in, so the truth is what? Is the light. So the more light you put into a room, the more the darkness have to flee. I never seen light and dark.
It diminishes.
In the same room.
That's right.
I don't
care
how dark it is, but you flick that light on, what dark do? Dark have to flee. It have to go. So we got to learn how to bring in the light. We got to learn how to bring in the truth. We got to learn how to let the word of God come in and tear down those strongholds and imagination that's in our mind. I'm here to tell somebody today that God is a loving God. God is a true God. And I know that my God, I take this thing personal, my God has never, ever failed me yet. Every promise that he made, he always kept his word. Come on, somebody. But we got to understand that we got to let God. I know right now Jesus is knocking on somebody's door right now. I know Jesus is beginning knocking and knocking, but you got to let him in.
Amen.
Let that light in and get rid of that darkness. Pull down those strongholds and those imaginations in your mind. Come on, somebody. So we got to learn how to use the word of God. That is our weapon. That's what we need to know, is the word of God.
Amen. This is where it's important to grow in God's word.
Yes.
Is because of your primary weapon for tearing down strongholds,
yes,
and deception that the enemy has been feeding you. He feeds you lies. He's so condescending.
Yes.
He have you thinking one way, an ill rational thinking pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can defeat the enemy with the word of God, it also builds up our self-esteem.
Yeah.
Jesus tells us that we can be held in bondage due to strongholds in our lives. And his solution was to continue in my word and shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Strongholds are torn down as we meditate on God's word, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
A great Bible verse that you can meditate on is which will help you tear down some of these strongholds in your life can be found on the anti-strong Bible verses, which is www.greatbiblestudy.com.
Yes. I like what you said in John chapter 8. And let's read those verses so we can get a good understanding. And it says that in verse 31, it says that Jesus said unto the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. And they answered him, well, we be Abraham's seed, well, neither in bondage or to any man. How sayest thou, ye say that we be made free? Jesus answered them and said, very, very, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Come on, somebody. You got to know that sin is your taskmaster.
That's
sin,
right.
Sin have control over you. So that when you really want to serve God, you can't serve God because you got sin in your life. And it goes on and says, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's the key right there. If you want strongholds broken in your life, you got to be free. But how you got to be free? You got to be free in Jesus.
Amen, amen. And let's talk about some of the strongholds that's in your life. You know, our children can be
a stronghold.
If we put that child against in the way of reading the word, studying the word, depression, anxiety,
your job, your wife,
all these things are strongholds,
bondages
that keep you from being in the word of God and knowing the truth for yourself.
Yes.
So we have to really study, not even to show ourselves approved, but just for self-educating us in the word of God. Amen.
Yeah, amen. So the phone number to the church is 772 777-4431. You can call cell number 561-718-2361 if you want to come to one of our service and you need a ride. Just give us a call and we'll make arrangements to come and pick you up. And the address to the church is 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And the email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we'll be glad to come and have you come and fellowship with us. And we can praise God together. And I truly believe that when we come in, we always want to just lift up the name of Jesus and be able to do what God has called us to do.
And remember, brothers and sisters out there, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes, in high places. And I have a Sunday school start at 10:30, and our morning worship start at 11:30, and our Bible study start at 7:30 on Wednesday night. So we welcome to you come out and praise God. But this is the true word. This is the true word of God. And I truly believe that once you hear the truth, then you will be made free. And if you want to send us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we just want to thank you this morning for tuning in and listening and hearing what we have to say. But it is the word of God. I truly believe it is the word of God. And somebody will be made free. Somebody will be set free today. In the name of Jesus.
With the head pointed down to the ground instead of looking up. I see a lot of them with a frown and still have a smile on their face. Come on, somebody. They don't lost their joy. But let me tell you something. The devil in hell cannot stop me. My God.
So, my Lord Jesus.
If you want to come and see us and visit us, address is 1689 Bitmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And give us a call if you need a ride to come to our service. Our morning Sunday school start at 10:30. Our morning Sunday school worship start at 11:30. On Wednesday night, we have our Bible study. It starts between 7:30. Come on out and pay us a visit. And if you want to give us a donation, you can send it at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can just make it to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. That this program has been a help and been a blessing to somebody, because I know right now that God has blessed somebody. Come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship and get blessed. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest Fifth Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.